Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Amanda King and Jennifer Shaw in today with Restored & Co., which is a boutique up in Livingston.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I heard that, Amanda, we're probably going to have to pull a little bit more out of you, so maybe I might direct more questions or whatnot. So what is Restored & Co.? Whoever wants to take it.
Restored & Co. is a store on the square in Livingston. It is our heart and our soul, and we have poured everything into it. We offer interiors, boutique clothes, all kinds of creative items, and lots of refinished furniture that we do all in-house.
So what made you guys decide to open a store on the square? I take it you're kind of Livingston gals.
Yes, actually, Amanda is not a Livingston gal at heart, which neither am I. We're actually both from Indiana, but I've lived here since I was three, so it doesn't count anymore.
Yeah.
But Amanda and Corey got married almost 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I went to school with Corey my whole entire life. And so, of course, we were invited to the wedding. I didn't know Amanda. And Amanda had hand-lettered all her signs for her wedding.
Because you had a lot of extra time on your hands, and you're like, oh, this sounds great.
No way.
Actually, the real story is that she didn't want to pay for them.
They're so expensive. Yeah. You know, signs are so expensive, especially nice hand-lettered ones. So I thought, I'm going to give a stab at this. So I made all the signs for my wedding.
Did you have a creative background? Were you, is this something?
I think I've always been creative and I've always had good handwriting, but lettering something and your regular handwriting, not the same.
Are very different. Yeah. So how did you learn how to letter for this, for your wedding?
A lot of erasing and trying again.
Lots of YouTube, Googling.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of videos, drawing it out in pencil and then trying to go right over your pencil. That is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely a learning curve, but it took some time, saved a lot of money though.
Yeah. And so you see this at the wedding.
I see it at the wedding. So like a month later after the wedding, I send her a message. I see something on Pinterest and I'm like, hey, you think you can make this for me? And her exact words were, I'll try my best.
Mm-hmm. No promises.
Yeah. No promises. Make sure we put that in there. And she blew it out of the water. And I was actually her first sign that she was paid for. So that was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
But on the back burner, I was chalk painting furniture really and truly just for myself. You know, I did a fireplace mantle, stuff like that. And then we just kind of hit
Clicked.
It off.
Yeah.
And so we started, our very first thing we done together was at the Overton County Spring Barn Sale in a little 8x8 booth. And we were scared to death that we wouldn't get to fill it up, that we didn't have enough stuff.
Yeah. And so you do a barn sale and you make chalk painted stuff and hand lettered stuff and what's the response from and how long ago is this? About 3 years?
Almost, it'll be 4 years in September.
And what was the response during this barn sale?
Like, we were blown away.
I'm a crier. I always cry when we sell a lot of stuff. I'm the one crying. I'm just, I don't know, so humbled and thankful, but we sold a lot of stuff and a lot of people were so encouraging within our community that we thought we're going to try this again somewhere else. So we traveled to all different barn sales for probably, I don't know how long, 6 months before we decided we wanted to set up somewhere permanent. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's when we started renting a booth at another store in Livingston that it was literally just probably an 8x8 there too when we first started. In the back corner of a room, and that's...
We felt really official.
Well, yeah.
Well, and so even though you are creatives and you're makers, that running a legitimate business is a lot more than just being able to paint and letter. And so how kind of did you get the skills to actually run a legitimate business and not just say this is a hobby?
Well, I also have another business on the side. I run a children's consignment sale in Livingston as well. So I had a little bit of business factor in that.
And where did you get the skills from?
I guess just having kids and knowing I needed to get rid of these clothes. And in our county, we didn't have anything like that.
Yeah.
And so that's why, I started that business as well. And then I think we call it our corporate jobs. I mean, she was so good. She traveled all the time. But I was a dental assistant for 17 years. And I could work up front. I could work in the back. I could, you know, I did it all.
Yeah.
So that kind of, you know, I knew I could be a people person.
Yeah. And knew that you had the skills to kind of do all the aspects versatile of things.
Yeah.
And what was your corporate job, Amanda?
I was a territory manager for an allergy company. So I was on the clinical side, but still responsible for the sales side. So I could bring a lot of those qualities to our business and running it from a social media standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, and then most importantly, for like doing our books standpoint.
Yeah, that's too. And that's a huge, as small business owners, I think the books aspect is the scariest thing for people a lot of times and just intimidating. And so I think that if you have one part of your business, you know, one of you that can do that, it makes it so much easier.
She is definitely the younger one. So she is so much better with the website and the social media part. Yes.
Yeah. I just said something to somebody the other day and I said the Instagram and I'm like, I think I sound like an 80-year-old woman. Like, I realize it's not the Instagram, but in case you're just joining us, we have Amanda King and Jennifer Shaw with Restored & Co., a boutique that's up in Livingston. So you started off with just a kind of a corner in somebody else's shop.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was going, you're getting positive feedback along the way.
Oh, we were making $200 or $300 a month and we were tickled to death, you know, with that. You know, we called it extra income.
Right.
Our hobby was actually paying off, you know, for us. And we would just always say that was our extra money. And
we were having a blast doing it, which I think is one of the most important parts. We loved it.
And we still do.
Mm-hmm.
We still find ourselves, oh, we can do that. Or, oh, we can make that.
Yeah.
Or I can make that look like that.
Yeah.
You know, and so we still love it. That's the main thing. Anything that you do. You know, and I said, when we moved into that store, I said, one day we're going to have our own store.
And did you, Amanda, believe her that you would have your own store? Or were you kind of like, she's crazy?
I mean, I liked the idea, but the jumping in for me, I was a little bit more hesitant.
I mean, there's some risk involved to have your own store and then to, it's a lot more than the weight is now on your shoulders instead of somebody that you're just renting from.
Exactly. And both our husbands are self-employed as well. So when you look at it at that standpoint, you know, we had a, what you call Monday through Friday job that we were able to have the insurance. We were, you know, we had.
And every Friday you had a guaranteed check.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where this is, you know, even our husbands' jobs, you know, they don't have a guaranteed check, you know, that coming in. So that was a big scary part.
So what made you decide to kind of take the leap and get your own store?
Well, what was that, 2 years ago?
Every year we've at least doubled our size. Up till now, having our own store.
From November to January, that is our month to that's our months to expand for some reason. We don't know why the Lord works in mysterious ways, but we, September of 2019, I worked part-time in a dental office here in Cookeville, and I love my boss. I mean, like, I love my whole workforce, and I went in one day, and he literally said, I either want you here all the time or none at all. Mm. And it wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like that was the Lord. He was helping push me out because a month later, the availability of us to be able to rent half of the other building that we went into came an option.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like an eye opener for us. We were like, oh, wow. You know, yeah. I have spoke favor over this and I have, you know, we've prayed for this and now it's, you know,
it's happening. And you might not have made that decision to kind of take that leap of faith had it not been for, you know, you're in or out.
Right. Yeah. And so, of course, I went up front I think I texted her and my husband first off and I was like, what do I do? And of course, my husband was like, you know what I want you to do.
And he
wanted me to stay home. He wanted me to, you know, to be home. And so that was.
Let's be home by running your own business.
Running my own business and helping his on paperwork part, you know, his trucking business. But Amanda was still working. That was actually a very hard time for our business in itself and her. She was traveling
A lot.
Way too much.
So we moved into a bigger building, which more than doubled our size of our initial little 8x8 that we started in. So we went in partners with somebody on a building, and that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to get our feet a little bit deeper in the water. And looking back on it, it was definitely all a part of the plan.
Absolutely.
We were outside of our comfort zone a little bit more, and you know, now even more.
Yeah.
So we've just been pushed strong a little bit by little.
But you still had the comfort that you weren't in it
all
alone.
In. Yeah.
So you had some kind of safety nets in place that it was taking just the smaller steps that you needed instead of taking a giant leap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was still working my corporate job. So I would get on a plane on Monday. I would fly back in on Thursday, which I think is probably why I picked up more of the things that I could do from anywhere. So the advertising and things like that. But it was a strain on our business, on all my relationships. I was never home. And when I was home, I was still working.
Yeah.
And so it just
and
got to a point.
You're still kind of a fairly newlywed at this point. I mean,
I definitely was. I was able to quit. It was terrible. My husband didn't want me going back to work.
Yeah.
And
I really didn't want her to go back to work.
Nobody did. Nobody did. But I was able to quit that job, and it came around the time of COVID. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time to get out of healthcare.
It seems also like that would be the scariest time to kind of decide to really go all in your own business.
Yes and no. So my husband is in agriculture. So when COVID hit, agriculture picked up like crazy because everybody was trying to make sure they had enough food at home. They didn't know what to expect. So when I did leave my corporate job, he really needed me at home to pick up all the slack. I can remember times where I would get home on Thursday. I would work from home on Friday, but he would still be in his office till 12 or 1 o'clock. I'm trying to catch up on all the paperwork side where he'd been, you know, going everywhere all day. And helping people buy cows and things of that nature. So I was able to step in at that time, and it gave us the freedom to decide, I'm home, you're home. We're going to start looking for a building.
We'll be right back in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Amanda King and Jennifer Shaw with Restored & Co. in. So kind of the beginning of the pandemic, you decide you're going to quit your job and you're going to go find a building. So you decide this is the time we're going to go all in, jump in.
That sounds just like us. The craziest time. The world is crazy. We're going to do something crazy too.
It wasn't just a couple weeks ago. Amanda actually sent me a text message on Sunday morning, and she was like, the Lord really does have a sense of humor. Who opens a business during this time?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
businesses are closing. Let's try to open one.
Well, and you guys, like, I love the fact that you guys, there's a chemistry between the two of you that you guys seem as though you've been friends for years and years and years, or a little sister. There's just something, I mean, even when they answer the questions, they keep looking at each other, and Jennifer just kind of like nudged Amanda in the shoulder. Like, there is just, but you really have not, I mean, you knew her husband and that was it 4 years ago.
Yeah,
you didn't even know the bride at the wedding.
No, I did not. And now I feel like her family is my family and vice versa.
Matter of fact, for the Super Bowl, made Jennifer come to my family's house, and she brought her family, and You come to nearly everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they invite her family before they call me.
Well, and that's it is good to have that working relationship where you genuinely like who you're working with. Have you, and you said you had done some side things before, and that did you have business partners, Jennifer, in your consignment sale?
I did have business partners in a previous consignment sale. Mm-hmm. And that's when you realize that sometimes some businesses are better just for one person.
Yes.
You know, splitting a business with a partner and it being a best friend is hard, period. Mm-hmm. But if you're both, what I have learned through that is you have to,
you have to be honest.
Yes. That's, you know, that's a main thing. And you have to just lay it out. I mean, you have to say, hey, I'm struggling right here. You know, can we do something different here? And I feel like that both of us together.
Do you think that that helped that you kind of started your relationship in a business sense? So you kind of had that to, and you have become friends and family, you know, yeah. if you will. But because you had that business aspect to lay down the groundwork, it kind of works better for you guys. I do think that sometimes just if you, it's just your best friend and you think, ah, it's my best friend, of course we'll do great together, that might not always work out that way.
Exactly. And with, like you said, with us having that business
foundation
at starting out at that, I feel like that's helped us grow in our business and our friendship.
And I think you can really genuinely have great relationships with business partners or bosses. But because it starts off that way with that respect of mutual respect and it's not a friendship, it kind of can make it easier in the long run. Well, you can have those tough conversations that you might not want to have with your best friend.
Right. And Amanda knows, too, I have smaller children than hers. So that being said, we have ball games, we have tournaments, you know, and so she knows. It's just like yesterday I said, Saturday I may not be here half the day. Okay, Amanda will be here. You know, I mean, it's just, that's just what we do.
Yeah. So you, let's go back. You decided you're going to find a building. What, was there an importance to being on the square?
Oh, yes.
Definitely. We looked on the square first. We love the square. It's came a long way, leaps and bounds in development. And our chamber does a great job just continuing to develop the square and bring new things and events to the square. And we had already been on the square. So once you're up there, I don't know if anything's going to
ever
going to
come. I mean, there's one other building in Livingston that we both have a vision in that building. We don't even know that it's available.
And you're probably going to think this is hilarious, but this just speaks to what our creative vision, how crazy it really is. But you can tell them what it is, where it is.
It's a warehouse. Yeah. But we just automatically think that, oh, you could put glass garage doors on the front of that and leave it white like it is. And how pretty would that be with Christmas trees and that? You know, but we know that our heart is on the square.
Well,
you know.
And I think in Livingston, it does need passion. It does need people who want to see it grow and want to see Overton County and Livingston really kind of keep up with the small business atmosphere, that the buzz that's going on in Putnam County. And I love to see that these small towns kind of get that rejuvenation.
And our building is actually, was it built in the 40s? Is that what, Ray?
No, it caught on fire in the 40s. So okay. It had to be built before then.
So our building actually has three floors. And like she said, it caught on fire. So the floor that is in our store right now, they refinished that while we were remodeling. And they found marks underneath the glue of where the building had caught on fire and the ashes had fell to the first floor, but we left that there.
Yeah.
The owner of the building right now says that he absolutely loves the floor because it represents us. You know, our business name is Restored, and the reason why we chose that name is, it was kind of funny, we kept saying we merged our two businesses together because she had her sign business, I had my furniture business. So we kept saying we want to do something with creation because we both feel like we're created in Christ. But then
we love the word restored. Something about restore just jumped out at us. So we had a list of words that meant something to us. And we were trying to come up with something off of that.
And I had went and got my hair done one day. And I was telling Kelsey that we really like the name Restored. And she said, then call it Restored. Like, I was like, that's too easy. we're not that easy people.
Yeah.
But we like the name Restored because we feel like Amanda can, she takes a piece of pine wood and turns that into a beautiful picture that's hand lettered. And then I take a piece of furniture and transform that. But we also feel that we're transformed in Christ. So we feel like that our whole background is the name Restored.
Yeah. And so so you decide, you find this building, you decide on a name. And what was that process like over a time of COVID? You know, what was that process like in the last 6 months?
Well, we started looking for a building in November.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In November, and we made 2 calls. I mean, we were just very lightly searching because we knew we really had planned to start looking in January. So we just made a couple calls, and the first guy that called us back said, I have a building on the square. Nobody knows it's coming up for rent, and it's coming up for rent in January. And we're like,
no
way.
Are
you serious? So we went and looked at it, and it was all just too easy.
Yeah.
It all just fell into place. So there weren't any doubts about where
we looked at 3 buildings that day with that man that he mm-hmm. had available on the square in Livingston. And one of them we fell in love with. I mean, like, it was beautiful, but it's not good for a retail store. And then we found out the building that we were going into had the whole wall, actually half of the store. Mm-hmm. was covered with plaster, and there was brick behind there.
Mm.
And, of course,
so our heart pitter-pattered.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Because we had been looking at other small businesses here in Cookeville. We would just take days to go to Cookeville and go around and look at to see what we wanted. And when we found out that had a brick wall, we were like, right here is where we need to be.
We'll be back in a second. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry. I have Amanda King, Jennifer Shaw with Restored & Co. And so you kind of, as each step of this way, it's just been God's plan. And we don't, you know, I don't go too far into that, but that you really feel like this is God's hand of saying this is what you guys were supposed to do.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I can speak for both of us. When I said earlier that I prayed for this, like, if you know me any at all, you know that, I mean, my parents, we are always at church, and I was taught how to pray favor at a very young age. And so Amanda probably gets tired of me saying it, but I prayed that one day we will have a store one day,
yeah.
You know, and it's going to happen. Like, you might as well just sit down and buckle up. It's going to happen. It may be 10 years from now is what I used to say.
So do you think as you mentioned as a girl and learned, you prayed favor early on. Do you think that you, as a kid, you thought you'd be an entrepreneur? Was that kind of
possibly goal? My father and I, like, my dad is the crafty one. When I was in, I can remember being in middle school and having to make for certain subjects, like I can remember the Erie Canal. We made this board, and we had a water pump, and the water actually ran through it. You know?
Were like the kids that they were like, obviously her dad helped her.
Absolutely, yes. Definitely an overachiever. But my mom was also self-employed. She had a daycare. So I was raised with that. So I had all these self-employed backgrounds. And I was always
entrepreneurs. We like that entrepreneur hat. Wear it.
Yes.
You know?
But to say that I thought that's what I would do when I grew up, I wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
But I love the dental field.
Yeah.
Like, that's got my heart. But working with these people, and it's just like Pastor Zach Buckner, when he prayed over us a few weeks ago, he said, let this building be
just an excuse.
Yeah. An excuse for if people are hurting, to come in and let us love on. And it doesn't even have to be scripture that we're given to these people. Just let us love on these people.
Yeah. I've kind of said that I feel like my relationship with small business owners, it's that God, this is where God wants me to be. And he wants me to celebrate these small business owners and raise them up and help them be successful. And it seems weird. I feel like, why would God make me, you know, good at helping small business owners? But it's just the way it works. Everybody has their talents in some aspect, and this is mine. So.
Absolutely. And we support other small, I mean, we want everyone to do well. We say that all the time.
So let's talk about exactly. So, you know, you have you still doing chalk painted and hand lettered products in the store. What other kind of products do you guys have in the store?
We have all kinds of small businesses that are,
So you have makers, people that are making
products. Yeah, all kinds of makers, and they're all women. And we call them our girl gang. So we have all these women that we brought alongside us from barn sales, which were our bread and butter. That's where we have our following, our client base.
So for people who don't know, barn sales, they're makers, but sometimes it's hard for people that make great products, amazing, beautiful things, to get their products in the right people's hands. And so you guys now have a storefront that people, you're allowing these makers a place year round to sell their products.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, I would call myself before we started this journey, like a basement maker, you know, or a she shed maker. So it's just a little something small that they have in their house that they're making and selling, maybe on Facebook, or maybe they've got an Etsy store. But we met all these women. And they are so amazing. But some of the things that they were able to bring into our store when we brought them with us are handmade soaps through Wild Earth Apothecary. And that's made in Tennessee, which is something that we're also very vigilant about. If we can keep it in local or in within Tennessee, then we want to. Also, Ramsey Ranch Candle Company. They're just up the road in Clark Range. She makes candles and they are amazing.
And to love her candles, you love her even more. Like, she's just her and Miss Tammy both.
They are so sweet.
Well, and I think people are probably going to get sick of me saying this, but people who sell themselves just as much as their product, that those are the companies that are going to be around for a long time. And people really fall in love with the people as much as the products.
For sure. And I hope they can say the same about that about us. And then just down the road from Cookeville, just a little bit to Baxter, we have Miss Amy Rogers and her jewelry. It is beautiful. It's hand stamped. And we are able to offer that in Livingston. What else do we have?
We help support Miss Vicky with her watch bands. She's our store mama. That's what we say. She takes care of us all the time, but we have assortment of different sizes of watch bands that we have in one little area for people to come in and be able just to go straight to what they're needing. We have the Good Thread, which is sublimation t-shirts, and she just sent some more proofs just yesterday of more designs that she's going to have.
And do you guys have social media? How can people find the products that you guys, they want to see more?
We have a Facebook page and Instagram, and our handle on that is just at the Restored TN.
Restored TN.
Yes. And then, of course, we can't forget Miss Melissa.
That's right.
Who is?
Oh, that's right. Melissa is another good friend of ours that we met through barn sailing. And she is our boutique supplier. We love making stuff. We love crafting, but we don't want any part of that clothing. That's not up our alley. So, Melissa is our boutique, vendor inside our store, and her business is called Sweet Grace. And we just love her.
And Jackie, we've got Jackie, the Stitch to Malou. She is our embroidery girl.
So do you have events where you have all these, your girl gang in there, all at the, you know, so people can kind of meet everyone? And
we're hoping in the future to have. I do know that there's a little buzz going around in town that maybe, I don't want to overstep what is in the works, but maybe a small boutique night around in our community. We're not 100% sure about that yet. But we hope starting this next Saturday, all those girls at least once a month will be in the store with us.
And do you guys realize how much you are impacting the economy in Livingston?
And their families, these girls that we brought in with us, impacting them as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. Like, you know, when you go to some of these more rural Tennessee areas and their squares don't have as much of a buzz going on, and you put in a new store that really, you know, you have multiple people that are, there's a buzz going on, it really impacts then that maybe, you know, somebody's like, well, I want to be next door to Restored because I have, you know, I want all their traffic to come into my place. And so you said there's a couple buildings that you had looked at. You probably just raised the value of those buildings on the square.
We definitely hope so.
Yeah.
And it's not for lack of hard work. But I think other than impacting Livingston, you know, economically, what's more important to us is just being a light on the square. Mm-hmm. Not that when people come in and we've got cool stuff and we have pretty stuff, but that they just leave feeling happier or more inspired.
Restored. That they leave.
Or restored.
They feel restored.
In our building that we're in now, during the remodeling process, I had never lettered on somebody's wall, but we wanted to do that somewhere. So what better place to start than a tiny bathroom to try to try out your lettering on the wall? But we put on our wall in our bathroom of our business. It says,
rescued, redeemed, restored.
Awesome.
And we love that.
Yes.
And it's our mantra, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely just being a light in our community.
That's awesome. So where do you see this going? What happens in the next 5 years for you guys? Are you guys, it seems like you're just kind of like, when God tells us, well, we know. But do you have any plan for the next 5 years?
Well, I think we will definitely continue doing our barn sales. People have asked us over the last couple weeks, now that you've got this storefront, are you going to continue doing the barn sales? And our answer is absolutely yes. Mm-hmm. That's where we started. That's our roots. And we don't want to forget that. Now, will we downsize at some of these barn sales and probably not have as big areas? Absolutely. We just don't want to put too much on our plate.
Right.
In 5 years,
we're just going to tighten our seatbelts when we get to December of this year.
Because something always happens in December.
Yeah. And we are not going anywhere this December. Unless the bottom falls out and we have to go somewhere. But I joke all the time. I just joked last week. People were like, they asked us that same question. Where are you going to move to next? I'm like, the Kmart building.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? The sky's the limit. So if people want to find you, where are you located? You're on the square. What's the address?
It's 103 East Court Square.
East Court Square on the square in Livingston, Overton County. People can find you on social media at RestoredTN, mm-hmm. On Facebook and Instagram. And is there a phone number if people want to order, if they see something they like? Okay.
We do have a phone number and we should know it, but we don't know it in our new building.
Yeah. But you can also call the 931-260-6107. And we're normally pretty well together the majority of the time anyway. So,
and we do have a website and it's under construction, why we've brought in all these new women and vendors to get up to date. But it is the same handle. So it's going to be restoredtn.com.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I wish you the best of luck and I can't wait to see you grow. I just love the women community too, and that aspect of things and how you're helping the women of Livingston grow their businesses.
Thank you.
Thank you.